Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Cloudy over the eastern part of the escarpment with morning drizzle. From this afternoon, isolated showers and thunder showers can be expected over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria today up to 30, Joburg and Mpumalanga 28, Emalahleni 31, Polokwane 32 and Rustenburg a high of 34 degrees.
In Benoni on the N12 westbound, there's a stationary vehicle before Atlas Road.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has left Brazil, where the presidency of the G20 was yesterday handed over to South Africa. Ramaphosa told the media that South Africa would be focusing on three key areas that include artificial intelligence. The G20 summit will be held in Johannesburg in August next year. And the World Health Organization has approved an mpox vaccine from Japanese pharma company KM Biologics for emergency use, the second one to get the agency's seal of approval. The UN Health Agency declared a fresh international emergency over mpox in August amid mounting concern over a surge in cases of a new strain in the Democratic Republic of Congo that spread to nearby countries. The DRC remains by far the hardest hit country, having recorded more than 1,000 deaths. With that, looking at our business news. Well, the rand has weakened to back over the 18 rand mark to the dollar after investors pulled out of riskier markets yesterday. This was in reaction to Russian President Vladimir Putin easing Moscow's rules for nuclear strikes. The local currency is further under pressure, with traders confident that the Reserve Bank will cut the interest rate tomorrow. For today, the focus is on the announcement of the inflation figure for October. Consumer price inflation came in at 3.8% in September. Asian investors struggled this morning with those fears that the Russian-Ukraine war could escalate. And Bitcoin hit a new all-time peak of above $94,013 yesterday. Today, a dollar at 18 rand 6 cents, a euro trading at 19 rand 12 cents, a pound 22 rand 90, gold at $2,620 2 cents per fine ounce, oil at $73 25 cents per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadra D'Souza, more news at 7.
We are edging closer to the final test match, rugby test of the year. Jordan Hendrickson will become the 36th set of Springbok brothers to play together, while Rassi will finally unleash Cameron Nanukom against Wales in Cardiff on Saturday. The Hendricksons have been paired at halfback, while Nanukom is set to become the 12th Springbok to make his test debut this season after being named on the bench. The change at 9 and 10 is the only one to the back line.
I think they deserve. You know, we've been chopping and changing and really testing different combinations, and we could have played Kobus, Herschel, Yankees, even Mornay off the lines, you know, but it's fortunate it worked out for the two brothers. Definitely they deserve a chance together. I think more than the family thing, that's a warm, fuzzy feeling, but the performance is very important.
Five changes in the starting pack. Johan Grobbelaar starts at lock. Thomas Du Toit at tight end prop. New lock combination of Jean Klein and Franco Mostert. Alrich Lowe replaces Peter Steph Du Toit in the loose trio. Du Toit is flown back home while he recovers from an injury. Bafana Bafana applied the perfect finish to a superb year yesterday, thumping South Sudan 3-0 at the Cape Town Stadium, sealing top spot in their 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying group. It's the first time that Bafana played in Cape Town in 9 years, and the fans turned up with 50,000 in attendance, and that result caps off an unbeaten qualifying campaign for South Africa. And regular Proteas captain Themba Bavuma has recovered from injury and will lead the side in a two-test series against Sri Lanka, starting in Durban next week. I'm Paul Enjinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more.
Baby, you're a player.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?